So we covered about the Supreme Lord's appearance in the prison house, and then we go ahead today. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadam Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Ram, Hare Hare. So today we are reading from text 9-10 and then we continue the discussion ahead. Tam adbhutam palakam ambuje kshanam chatur bhujam shankagadadayudayudham shrivatsa lakshmam galashobhikostubham pitambaram sandrapayodasobhagam Maharva Vaidurya Kirita Kundala Twisha Parishvakta Sahasrakuntalam Uddhama Kanchi Angada Kankana Divir Virochamanam Vasudeva Ikshata. So this is Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text 9 and 10. Those who have their books can keep it ahead. So we are going to go verse by verse, so that might help. So the Supreme Lord, he entered through the mind of Vasudeva into his heart, and from the heart of Vasudeva he sprung into the heart of Devaki, and then into the womb, and then he appeared. So now Vasudeva and Devaki are going to see their newborn child for the first time. So Vasudeva Maharaj, he actually saw the newborn child, very, very beautiful. Very beautiful, sweet little child. So, virochamanam vasudeva aikshata. Aikshata means to see. So, virochamana. So, the child, how was the child? Very beautifully decorated. Virochamana means very beautiful. So, who saw? Vasudev. So, because Krishna is the son of Vasudev, he is called as Vasudev. And what are the other descriptions given? Uddhama Kanchi Angada Kankanadivi. So, Uddhama means the waist. So, there was a Kanchi, you know, Kanchanam or, Kanchanam or Suvarnam means gold. So, Uddhama Kanchi Angada Kankanadivi. So, there was a very nice waist belt which was brilliant like gold on his waist, right? And Angada, Anga means hand or arms. What was there? Kankana Adibhi. So Kankana means there were bangles or bracelets, so to speak, on his wrists. Adibhi, etc. So Uddhama Kanchi Angada Kankana Adibhi Virochamanam Vasudeva Aikshatam. So Vasudeva actually saw the Supreme Lord very beautifully decorated, Virochamana, with Uddhama Kanchi. Very nice belt around his waist and Angada, or on his arms or wrist, Kankana Adibi. There were bracelets, there were armlets, etc. There were many more things. Yes? Twisha Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam. So now he's describing, the hair is described. Of course, Twisha means the complexion. So the beauty. Just like we say, Krishna Varanam Twisha a Krishna. Twisha means complexion. So, Twisha Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam. So, Sahasra, we know the word Sahasra Naam. So, Sahasra means thousand. So, Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam. So, there were thousands and thousands of hair strand right? And they were all over his face and very beautifully scattered. And they were fully grown also for a new child. There was very beautiful locks of soft black hair, lots of hair, sahasra, and parishvakta. So it was scattered, and maharha vaidurya kirita kundalatvusha. So we know vaidurya is a specific form of jewel or gem, so to speak. So it's very valuable, invaluable. So kirita kundala. So it was studded. The vaidurya gems were studding, were had studded. Maha arha, which means maharha vaidurya kirita kundala. So which means there were earrings and there were helmet. So earrings on both the ears, nice helmet, and they were studded with vaidurya gems. So what were the what were the different aspects? Maharha vaidurya kirita kundala, which means there were helmet and earrings made out of vaidurya gems. Tvisha parishvakta sahasra kuntala. So there were lots of hair and they were fully grown and they were scattered. Uddhama kanchi angada kankanadibi, which means there was a nice belt around the waist, and there are bracelets and armlets and etc. Adibi. And virochamanam Vasudeva Ayakshitam. So Vasudeva actually saw all this. So this is part 1 of the description. Now what is the part 2? Tam adbhutam balakam ambujekshanam. So he saw the child, balakam, just like we say balak or balika. So balakam means child. How was the child looking? Or rather, which child? Tam balakam. That child. So the child which appeared or which got transferred from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki and entered the womb, that child. So therefore the verse starts with tam. Tam means that. So which child? Tam balakam. That child which entered the womb of Devaki now was giving darshan. And how was the darshan? Adbhutam. Wonderful. So tam adbhutam balakam ambuja ikshanam. Ikshanam means eyes. So how are the eyes? Ambuja. Ambuja means lotus. So tam adbhutam balakam ambuja ikshanam. So I would recommend those who have the Bhagavatam to keep it in front of you. So we are literally going verse by verse and line by line. Those who don't have the Bhagavatam can go to Vedabase. Just type Vedabase on Google and then you can go to Srimad Bhagavatam, SB, Canto 10, Chapter 3. Now we are on text 9 and 10. So you can quickly do that so that, you know, we can study together. So tam adbhutam balakam ambujekshanam. So that child was wonderful and had lotus-like, petal-like eyes. Chaturbhujam shankha gada adi udayudham. So and the child had chaturbhujam, had four hands. This is easy. This line is easy. Chaturbhujam had four bhuja or hands or arms. And what were there? Shankha chakra gada and padma. Shrivatsa lakshmam galashobhi kaustubham. So there was the there's a particular type of hair called as the Srivatsa, which is visible on the chest of the Supreme Lord. Some call it as the mark, some call it as a strand of hair. So Srivatsa lakshmam gala shobhi kaustubham. And gala shobhi kaustubham means, just like, you know, gala or gala means neck, shobhi kaustubham. Shobhi or shobhanam, to decorate or looks beautiful. What was looking beautiful on the gala or the neck? Kaustubha. So the Kaustubha jewel, which is found, you know, particularly in Vaikuntha, that was found on the neck in the form of a garland or a necklace. And Pitambaram Sandra Payoda Saubhagam. Pitambaram. Ambaram means covering. So, Krishna is called Pita Ambara, he who is covered by Pita Varna or yellow clothes. Radharani is called as Neelambara, she who covers with blue sari. There are some who are called Shvetambara, those who wear white clothes. So, they cover themselves with white clothes. So, Ambara means covering. So Shvetambara means those who cover with white clothes. And we know some who walk naked. So they are called as Digambara. Digambara, very famous word, right? Digambara. So Dig means Disha. Dik Disha in Sanskrit. Dik means Disha or direction. And Ambara means covering. So those who are covered by the 10 directions, which means they have no clothes, they are called as Digambara. So now he is Pitambara. And Sandra Payoda Saubhagam. Very beautiful. Sandra, Sandrananda Visheshatma. This is one of the symptoms of pure bhakti. The fact that we are filled with unlimited happiness. Visheshatma, that spirit soul is filled with Sandrananda. Sandrananda, wonderful happiness. So Sandra means wonderful or beautiful. Payodha, Paya means water, and Dadati iti, that which gives water. So what is that? Payodha means cloud. Just like Goddess Saraswati is called as Jnanada. Jnanam Dadati iti Jnanada. She who gives knowledge is Jnanada. Some girls have their name as Harshada. She who gives happiness. Harsham Dadati iti Harshada. Similarly, you have so many such instances. Those who give, you know. So Da, the ending Da at the end means Dadati iti, that which gives. So Payoda means that which gives water. What gives water? Cloud. So he looked as Pitambaram Sandra Payoda Saubhagam. So he was covered with his Pita Varana, yellow garment, and so wonderfully beautiful because his complexion was that of the rain-filled cloud, the Payoda Saubhagam. Very beautiful, Saubhagam. So now if you read these two verses, this actually gives a very, very beautiful description or meditation on the form of Vishnu. Tam Adbhutam Balakam Ambujekshanam. So that child was wonderful with lotus eyes. Chaturbhujam Shankha Gada Adi Udayudham. So he had four arms, Shankha Chakra Gada and Padma. Shrivatsa Lakshmam Galashobhikaustubam. He had the hair strand or the mark of Shrivatsa on the chest. And near the neck he had the Kaustubha Mani or the jewel. Pitambaram Sandra Payoda Saubhagam. He was wearing yellow garment and was wonderful because he had the complexion of the rain-filled cloud. Maharha Vaidurya Kirita Kundala. So now the earrings and the helmet were studded with Vaidurya jewels. Twisha Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntala. And the hair were scattered and they're fully grown and thousands in count. Uddhama Kanchi Angada Kankanadibir. So there was a waist belt, very dazzling effulgent. And there were bangles and armlets, etc. Viro Chamanam Vasudeva Aikshatam. This is what Vasudev actually saw. And he was wonderstruck. Virochaman. So, Prabhupada explains he quotes Brahma Samhita. Barhavatam Samasitam Budasundarangam Kandarpakotikamaniya Vishesha Shobam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The fact that the hue or the complexion of the Lord resembles the blackish color of the dense clouds. Imagine the bluish black. So whenever you see a lightning and you see bluish black rain filled clouds, you must understand that that lightning is like a mukut of Krishna. And that bluish black rain cloud is the complexion of Krishna. So we see everything like that with respect to Krishna. Savismayot pulla vilochano harim sutam vilokya nakadundubhistatha Krishna avatarotsava sambhramo sprishan mudad vijepyo yutama pluto gavam. So when Vasudev, he saw this beautiful child, his eyes were struck with wonder. He was thinking, my God, what is this? He was so happy. And this is the symptom of anyone who sees Krishna. What to speak of Krishna? Anyone who even sees the picture of Krishna, And anyone who starts chanting Hare Krishna, starts hearing about Krishna, there is Manotsava, there is Netrotsava, Mana Mahotsava, there's festival to the eyes, there's festival to the ears, Karanotsava, and there is festival to the mind which meditates on the beautiful form of the Lord. Till the time we see things in this world and meditate on the temporary flesh-filled forms of this world, we will never be happy. But when that mind tries to focus on the Supreme Lord and think about the Supreme Lord, remember the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord, we will be filled with happiness. Sandrananda Visheshatma. It is described, Om Pavitra Apavitrova Sarvavastha Gatopiva Yasmaret Pundari Kakshamsa Bahyabhyantaraha Shuchihi. Whether we are pure or whether we are impure, if we remember the beautiful form, Yasmaret Pundarikaksham, if you remember the beautiful form of the Lord who has lotus-like eyes, petal-like eyes, then we become purified inside and outside. So we must make this a habit to remember the Supreme Lord. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, we just don't want to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 this doesn't take us anywhere. We want to chant nicely so that we remember the Supreme Lord. We call out the Supreme Lord. Shravanam, you hear, Kirtanam, you chant the holy name or give katha or hear katha, and naturally smaranam, Krishna smaranam or Vishnu smaranam, you remember the Supreme Lord. This process of remembrance, liberates us from this mental existence. Yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat vimuchyate namastasmai Vishnave prabha Vishnave. In the Vishnu Sahasrara Naam, it is said, yasya smarana matrena, simply by remembering whom, one becomes free from the cycle of janma, mrityu, jara and vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes how Vasudev, out of happiness and transcendental ecstasy, his eyes were struck with wonder and were stuck to the form of the Lord. He couldn't see anything, he couldn't think anything. And mentally, he collected 10,000 cows and distributed to the Brahmanas. So, this is the process. We want to remember Krishna and we also want to give some charity to worthy Brahmanas. So, later on, after that, we find that Vasudev becomes fearless and he offers many beautiful prayers. Right from verse 13, going onwards, he describes the tattva behind the Supreme Lord. He finds that it's not a mere child. He becomes fearless for the fact that now I need not worry. Like the six children who were killed, this child won't be killed because he is Supreme Lord himself. So, if you keep flipping the pages, there are so many verses that Vasudev offers. And once Vasudev finishes offering prayers, Mother Devaki starts. So, seeing this form in verse 20, Vasudev says, Sattvam triloka sthitaye svamayaya bibarshi shuklam kaluvarnam atmana sargaya raktam rajasopa brahmitam krishnam chavarnam tamasa janatyaye. Says that, O Lord, you are transcendental. You belong to the spiritual world. You are completely spiritual. You have nothing to do with this material world. You are the creator of this material world. You are the maintainer of this material world. You are the destroyer of this material world. But just to give service to the demigods, you employ Brahma and Lord Shiva so that they can serve you. But actually you are completely independent. And you... He actually calls him Shuklam. You know, Bibarshi Shuklam Khalu Varanam Atmana. Shuklam means white. So he calls him the all white, which means the absolute truth. You are unaffected by any bad qualities. Like for us, we are also Satchitananda. We are part and parcel of Krishna. But as soon as we are in this material world, we are covered with lust, greed, anger, envy, etc. But the Supreme Lord, even when he comes in this world, he is untouched. Excuse me. So he's completely untouched. He's Shuklam. But the thing is, he's Shuklam, but he comes as Krishna. This is good poetry here. He is all white, but he comes as all black. Although he is the Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth, who has no tinge of impurity, now he comes in this bluish form, bluish black form of Krishna Varna. So therefore, when he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Acharyas explain, Krishna Varanam, Tvisha Akrishnam, Sanga Upanga Astra Parshadam. Although he is Krishna, but his complexion is not Krishna. Another meaning for Krishna in Sanskrit means black, the color black. The context that we talk about, Krishna means all attractive. So Krishna Varanam, Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but Tvisha or complexion is Akrishna. Although he is Krishna, all attractive, his complexion is not black, but he is a Krishna, which means he is golden, not black. So the Supreme Lord comes in different colors. Ramchandra was green in color, Narsingadeva was different color, Vamana was different color, Krishna is different color, Mahaprabhu is different color. So Vasudev, he is offering so many prayers, and these prayers we can read. I'm pretty sure after the class you would want to go through all these prayers, and you can even learn them, and in front of the Lord in the temple, this is what we must pray. Prarthana or Vandanam is an art. Everybody cannot do it. When we go in front of Krishna and we say, oh, you know, I want this, I want that, that's not very first class. You know, most of them don't even do that. They just come, they don't even pay namaskar, they fold their hands because they have to. Stand there 2-3 minutes and then they leave. Why you're doing this, what you're going to ask Krishna, what you're going to tell Krishna, nothing. They don't know. So therefore, our prayer is, we simply repeat the prayers of the Acharyas. We repeat the prayers of Vasudev and Devaki. We repeat the prayers of Kunti. We repeat the prayers of Dhruva, Prahlad, Bhishma, Gajendra, Maharaj Ambarish. You know, we repeat, simply repeat. Bhagavatam, why do you think Bhagavatam has so many prayers? Prayers of Queen Kunti. Prayers of Bhishma, Bhishma Stuti. Prayers by Prahlad Maharaj to Narasimhadev. So we must actually learn these prayers, or at least read these prayers. And whatever they are asking, that is what we must ask. Nothing side, no side interest. If Prahlad Maharaj is telling Narasimhadev, my Lord, always engage me in your service, that is what we will ask. Because Prahlad Maharaj is Mahajan, is a great soul, pure devotee. A pure devotee is not foolish. We are foolish. We will ask foolish things. But pure devotee will always ask the best thing possible. So if we don't know to pray, simply repeat. If Queen Kunti tells Krishna, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Namo Pankaja Maline Namo Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangraye. If she prays that, that is what we also pray. We read the meaning, we understand, we really feel it inside, and we repeat. So we get the advantage of praying the right thing. And we also get the advantage because Krishna listens to us. Because he knows, hey, these prayers are the prayers of Queen Kunti, very dear to me. And this devotee is repeating them. Therefore, very nice. I will bless. But if we make something of our own, it is always faulty. Always faulty, always filled with anger, self-interest, ulterior motive. Not very pure, not first class. So in these set of verses, there are nice prayers that Vasudev offers Shri Krishna. So we can offer them every day. And even better on Janmashtami. Tvamasya lokasya vibhori rakshishu grihe vatirno simama akileshvara rajanya samnyasura koti yuthapaye nirvyuhyamana nihanishyase chamu. So he says, my Lord, you are actually the owner of everything. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Krishna says, I am the Lord of everything. So Vasudeva is saying the same thing. Lokasya Vibho. O Supreme Lord, Tvam Asya Lokasya. Kasya Lokasya? Martya Lokasya. Swarga Lokasya. So all the loka, the spiritual world, heavenly planet, material earthly planets, and hell, you own everything. But now you have simply appeared to protect the world. This is your bhaktavatsalyata. Everything belongs to you. You don't have to even come. But you are appearing, my lord. Why? You are appearing only to protect this world. And you are coming to destroy. So it's interesting how Vasudev says protecting first. Then he talks about destroying. Those who are demons. He talks about protection first and then destruction. Very interesting. So Krishna doesn't come to destroy or kill, which he can do very easily. He doesn't have to come. But he comes to protect. He comes to give complete protection to his devotees and to give them assurance that you have always suffered for me. Don't worry, my child, I have come for you. So therefore Krishna also says, Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chatushkrita. He comes to protect first. And because he has come to protect, the side business is killing. Destruction, destroying the demon. Never think that Krishna or Ramchandra or Narasimha Dev come to destroy the wicked. They in fact come to protect the good. And in the attempt of protecting the good, they destroy the wicked. It is interesting how Krishna, Ramchandra, Narasimha Dev, they always destroyed everyone. They destroyed the bodies. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't destroy anyone. Nityananda Prabhu, he didn't kill anyone. They in fact destroyed the wicked demoniac mentality or tendency in man. In Ramchandra's Leela, one time Ramchandra and Mother Sita, they were traveling through the forest and they saw a big mountain of bones of Brahmanas. The demons had killed so many Brahmanas that all their skeleton bones had made up a mountain. So when Ramchandra saw that, he became furious and he picked up all his arrows. Mother Sita said, "My lord, your Maryada Purushottam, don't be agitated." Ramchandra said, "This all later. Now I have picked up my bow and arrow, I'm going to fight and kill all of them. Next time we will see." So that life or that avatar, Ramchandra, he killed everyone. He used the arrow, he used the bow, he used the shield, the sword, and he destroyed everyone. Now when he came as Krishna, because he had given the promise to Mother Parvati that he won't pick up weapons, Krishna Leela, at least Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela, he killed all of them with his hands. Putana, Trinavarta, Aghasur, Dhenukasur, Vatsasur, Arishthasur, Keshi, all Pralambha for Balaram. All of them with their fists and hands. Because he had promised as Ramchandra to Mother Sita that he will not pick up weapons. Now Mother Sita or Srimati Radharani, she told Krishna, "You had promised that you will not kill." Krishna said, I never said that. I promised I won't pick up weapons. But I will continue killing." So Radharani saw that he said he won't pick up weapons, meaning I thought he won't kill. But he is not picking up weapons, but he's still killing with his hands. Then she said, "Now you have to promise you won't even kill." So therefore when he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fact Radharani thought, "I am standing next to him and he is killing." So that also doesn't work. So she jumped into the heart of Krishna, and taking the bhav and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, Krishna came down as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. Now in this avatar, they never killed anyone, but they killed everyone. They killed the wicked tendency, the wicked demoniac mentality in everyone by giving the holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared in the form of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So those who chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, fixed number, nicely, with attention, faith, dedication, the wicked demoniac mentality in them will be vanquished, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are working through the holy name. So Vasudev, he tells the Lord that also you took birth because you heard the prayers of the demigods. And you know that Kamsa is going to kill all of them, and you saw that Kamsa actually killed all your elder brothers. So therefore you have come now along with all your weapons, not just for protection but for killing also. At this point, Shukadeva Goswami says that Mother Devaki was suvismita. She was astonished because she was thinking, Vasudeva, he was amazed. My Lord, he was like that. But Devaki, she was thinking, Are, this child has, you know, become God? How come? And Vasudeva is offering prayers. So therefore, the word Shukadeva Goswami uses, Athainam Atmajam Viksha Mahapurusha Lakshanam Devaki Tam Upadhavat Kasmat Bhita Suvismita. Suvismita. Kasmat. How is it possible? You know. And she was Bhita. She was very afraid of Kamsa. But now she became Suvismita. Vismithona, or to become Vismith, is astonishment or confused. Suvismita. She was very, very astonished. And then, in that mode, she started offering prayers to Sri Krishna. Rupam yatat prahuravyaktam adhyam brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram sattamatram nirvishesham niriham sattvam sakshad vishnur adhyatmadipa. This is Devaki Vacha. Devaki said. She said, My Lord, there are different Vedas and they describe you differently. Some places you are described as the formless Brahman. Some places you are described in the higher stage as the localized Paramatma. And the best scriptures describe you as Bhagavan. And, you know, you have no material cause, you have no parents, you are full of effulgence, you are the great, greatest. You are free from change, nothing can change you. You have no material desires, no motives. You are the origin of everything. You know, and if one simply understands this, one goes back to Krishna. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvat. So Mother Devaki says that these are your symptoms and, you know, you're completely transcendental and everything comes from you, my Lord. You're the cause of everything. You're the light of transcendental knowledge. The Rig Veda also start, you know, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. They say that Paramam Padam, the topmost origin or the all-pervading Supreme Personality is Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu. And that Vishnu was standing in front of them. We have to understand that we have to approach Vishnu or Shri Krishna and not the demigods. When you approach the demigods like Indra, Chandra, Agni, Vayu, Varuna, Shiva, Brahma, Ganpati, Durga, Parvati, Lakshmi, when you approach them also, we must approach them not as God, but we must approach them as the pure servants of God, as those who are empowered personalities. So this is the mood. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, Yepyanya devata bhakta yajante shaddayanvita tepi mameva kaunteya yajanta avidipurvakam. Says those who worship demigods, they are actually worshipping me, but it's an indirect path. Kamaistaista ritajnana prapadyante anya devata. Krishna says those who have material desires, they worship demigods. But even if you have material desires, you must worship Krishna. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushapuram. Whether we have a kama, whether we have no desires, sarva kama, or we have all the desires, moksha kama, or we have desire for liberation, still we must worship only Krishna, or Vishnu, or Ramchandra, Narsimha, Varaha, Vamana, Baladev, or Balram, these Vishnu tattvas. We have to respect all demigods, but we need not worship them. We have to respect them as empowered servants of the Lord. So even when we go in front of a demigod, we can pray to them that please bless me on my path of Krishna Bhakti. But ultimately my goal is Krishna. So Devaki, she then goes on describing, and there are a very beautiful set of prayers from text 24 onwards, which again is a good meditation for all of us. And then it keeps going. So at verse 28, she says, सत्वं घोरात् उग्रसेनात्मजान्न स्त्राही त्रस्तान् भृत्य वित्रासहासि रूपं चेदं पौरुषं ध्यानदिष्ण्यां मा प्रत्यक्षं मां सदृशां कृषिष्ठा. सेज दैट त्वं घोरात् त्राही, त्वं घोरात् न त्राही. Naha means we or us, trahi ma, protect us. So, O Supreme Lord, you are actually mrityor mrityum namamyaham. You actually dispel fear away from the heart of the devotees. So therefore, I request you, please give me protection. Give us protection. My Lord, we are fearing Kamsa. Kamsa kills all the children and we fear he might kill you. But seeing your form as Vishnu, the yogis in meditation, they appreciate and, you know, we just pray to you, my Lord. Please protect us. Please dispel this fear out. And one more request. Please become invisible to those who are seeing through material eyes. Vasudeva and Devaki were pure devotees, so they were seeing from the spiritual eyes. So now she is requesting, please be invisible to those who are seeing with the material eyes. Because then they will see that, hey, what's wrong? This who is this? And they will go and tell Kamsa that Vishnu is there in the prison. And then Kamsa might come. Because Kamsa was anyway enraged with Vishnu. He saw Vishnu as his enemy. Because Vishnu killed Hiranyaksha. And he killed Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu as Varaha and Narsimha. And he killed Ravana, Kumbhakarna. And now Kamsa, who was Kalanemi in his previous life, was killed by Vishnu. So Kamsa has lot of envy and anger against Vishnu. So if the guard keepers, the doorkeepers or jail keepers, they see Vishnu in the prison, they might go and tell Kamsa and it might be a problem. Therefore, become invisible. Janmate mai asau papo ma vidyan madhusudhana samudvije bhavat deto kamsad aham adhiradhihi. O Madhusudana, because you appeared here, I am now becoming more and more afraid. You are supposed to be Madhusudana. You are supposed to be the killer of Madhu. But now the Madhu-like anxiety in me is increasing. O Krishna, how is this possible? So please arrange in such a way that Kamsa should feel that you have appeared from my womb. Don't stand like this with Chaturbhuj, because everybody will know that you are Vishnu. Arrange in such a way that you are seen as a child and then seen as that child who comes from my womb. She says that if suddenly somebody in this world sees you with four hands, and it is unnatural. It might be natural in Vaikuntha Loka, but on Martya Loka, Mathura, it is uncommon. Nobody has four hands. So if you stand with four hands, they will get to know. So therefore, my Lord, I request you, please withdraw this form and become like a human child. So that even if Kamsa comes, I can hide you somewhere. I can put you in a basket. I can keep you behind, you know. I can wrap you up in my sari or something like that. But now if you're standing in Chaturbhuj, so tall and so much of jewelry and you're speaking, don't do that. Become normal, my Lord. Vishvam yadetat svatanau nishante yatha vakasam purusha paro bhavan Vibharti soyam mamamba garbhagobhod aho nrilokasya vidambanam hitad. She said that during the time of destruction or devastation, everything enters your form. And Arjuna also says that in chapter 11 of Bhagavad Gita, that as the all-devouring death, you swallow everything. So Devaki is saying that you actually, during annihilation or pralaya, you actually take in everything. But to believe that, you know, that form which takes in everything at the time of annihilation has come from my womb, it is very difficult. So they will not believe. And then people might ridicule me. So, in all angles, if you see, my Lord, it's better. Now, Devaki, because she was a pure devotee and a very fixed up, dedicated servant of the Lord appears. Those who have unalloyed devotional service, pure love for Krishna, they control the Lord. And the Lord becomes like a doll in their hands and dances to their tunes. ಮಾಂಚಯೋ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ ಸ ಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತ್ಯ ಇತಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇನ್ ದ 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಲವ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದೇ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಸೊ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ನೋಟ್ ದೇವಕಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಸುದೇವ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ತ್ವಂ ಏವ ಪೂರ್ವ ಸರ್ಗೇ ಭೂ ಪೃಷ್ಣಿ ಸ್ವಾಯಂ ಭುವೇ ಸತಿ ತದಾಯಂ ಸುತಪಾ ನಾಮ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿರ್ ಅಕಲ್ಮಷಃ. ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈ ಮದರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಚೇಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪೃಷ್ಣಿ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪೃಷ್ಣಿ ಗರ್ಭ ಹಿ ಹೂ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ವೂಂಬ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೃಷ್ಣಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಸುದೇವ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಯಸ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ. ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಪ್ರಕೃಷ್ಠ ರೂಪೇಣ ಜಾಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ದ ಹೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಜೆನಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದೇರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ಎನಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಅ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ನೇಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸುತಪ. ಸೊ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಮೈಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಬಟ್ ಐ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಾಲ್ ಯಾಲ್ ವರ್ ಪೃಷ್ಣಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಸುತಪ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಅಂಡರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಸ್ಟಿರಿಟಿ ಅಂಡರ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ಪ್ರೊಜೆನಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೀ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಡಿಡ್ ಯು ಎಂಡೋರ್ಡ್ ರೇನ್ ವಿಂಡ್ ಸನ್ ಹೀಟ್ ಕೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಇನ್ಕನ್ವೀನಿಯನ್ಸಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀಸನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೆಂಪರೇಚರ್. ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ್ ಟು ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ದಿ ಏರ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ. ಯು ಏಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ನೋ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಡ್ರೈ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಟು ಡ್ರೈ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಫಾಲನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಸ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ವರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ ಏರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಡರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ನೌ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ ಯು ನೋ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಮೀ ಸಾರಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಯು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಮೀ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ನೌ. ಸೊ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ ಫಾದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮದರ್. ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಹೌ ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಸತ್ಯ ಯುಗ ವೆನ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಯುಗ ಧರ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ದ ಯುಗ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಹರಿನಾಮ್ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದ ವೇ ದೇ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಇನ್ ಸತ್ಯ ಯುಗ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಯುಗ ಧರ್ಮ ಹರಿನಾಮ್ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. Please forgive me, my voice is not fine and it's just getting little strained, so I will just stop here. I wanted to go more but my voice is just getting little strained out, so I will take your permission and I will stop here. So we have to continue from verse 36, please remember. So we covered around 18 to 20 verses today, or close to 20 verses today, which is good for 40 minutes. Thank you so much for joining in. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, feel free. I mean, I can reply to them. Hello. So, no questions. So thank you so much for joining in. Let's keep this Sangha every weekend. And it's great to know the Bhagavatam verse after verse after verse. And because you all are attending, you all are actually giving me an opportunity to serve you by speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. Speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, listening Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, inquiring from Srimad Bhagavatam. All are very purifying. So continue this journey of Krishna consciousness in the most blissful way of hearing and chanting the glories and the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.